My ex is pregnant.
Let's go home.
About to order some Chick-fil-A. You in?
I am okay. I'm okay.
No?
I'm okay.
No Chick-fil-A?
I do love a nug. The nugs last night were so good. You know what? I have a bone to pick with America. Why do they call, like, why, like-
And real quick, America probably has a couple bones to pick with you when you're done picking a bone with America.
I mean, it's probably true.
Go ahead.
I've just never, I just-
Go ahead, alien. Go ahead, legal alien. Tell us what you have. Tell us.
Why are they called boneless chicken wings when it's literally just a chicken nugget or like a chicken strip?
Because I think ever since that, you know that, the documentary on the dude that like ate McDonald's for 30 days.
Yeah.
And we like dove into what a chicken nugget is.
Okay.
I think that the whole thought process behind that, like it's chicken, boneless chicken wing. When really they just pulverized chicken.
Oh, so it's the marketing.
Yeah.
It's the market.
Well, why is anything called anything?
I mean, yeah, they were fired though.
Why are you Lord DIY?
Because I do DIY.
It's good. It's good.
I was going to say.
Yeah. That's, by the way.
Okay. Order your Chick-fil-A.
That's what I'm doing. You know anything?
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm about to go in.
What's your Chick-fil-A order?
I get two racks of chicken strips and a milkshake.
Two racks of chicken strips.
So I got a 4-piece times two
with
a milkshake.
With a milkshake.
And some fries.
Strips or nugs?
Strips.
Strips.
I'm a big strip guy. Yeah.
Strip guy.
Even me, nuggets. I can't do it.
No, yeah. I'm a nug till I die. What's your Chick-fil-A sauce of choice?
Ranch. My choice of sauce for everything is ranch.
Disgusting.
I won't have ranch slander in my home.
Polynesian is the only option.
Remember the time that you wanted me to order, or like you made a big deal about like the sauce,
yeah,
and like I went out of my way to get it, and you're like,
yes,
this isn't the right size.
I got it mixed up. It had been a while since I had ordered Chick-fil-A.
You thought it was Chick-fil-A sauce.
And it was Chick-fil-A sauce, which was okay, but it's no Polynesian sauce.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, good morning, good evening.
What an intro.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. What's up, Wild Till Niners? What's up, Tillies?
We've had such a social couple of weeks.
I'm exhausted.
You get so excited by the idea of going. By the way, like perfect example is last night we were at the arena and like Lauren was not, arguably wasn't even invited to come. And then just-
Last minute got invited.
You're always invited, but like-
That's absolutely not true.
All right, well, sometimes
that is absolutely not true.
But the point is, sometimes I feel like I'm just like-
I was so tired. I'd been on my feet all day and I've been doing like a press thing for like 4 hours and just like-
Draining.
Socializing. And so
draining.
I was also in the sun. I got a little sunburn yesterday by accident.
Really?
I didn't realize, yeah. Anyway, came home, was dead, was absolutely dead. And then Jeremy had like a friend over who like we're not, or that I'm not that close with, so I don't really know. So it's like the social energy that you have to put into someone that you're not super close with or like not familiar with is just more.
See, you say that, but also at the same time, if you don't know him at all, you could talk about anything.
He wasn't giving me much.
Okay.
He wasn't giving me much.
And if he watches this podcast, I hope he does and goes, okay, rude.
He wasn't giving me much. I was just so tired. But it was one of those moments where I was like, I wish that I could lay horizontally for just like 30 minutes in silence and watch some TikToks. You know what I mean? Like that was just like one of those moments where I needed to like recharge. But then I had the FOMO because it sounded fun. And then I'm so glad that I did go because then we had a great night and the nugs were fire.
There's nothing that drives me more crazy than like when I do tell Lauren she can come and I invite her and then she just then slows me down the entire evening.
I had a great time last night. I didn't slow you down. I was so independent.
Getting there, literally I was like, Lauren, we have to go.
Oh, getting there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got there perfectly on time.
We did.
I feel like there's slander happening that is undeserved.
You are a well oiled machine that is very efficient, and I'm so glad you win. Anyway.
Good job. Great job. Great execution.
Yo, it is wedding season.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
It's wedding and baby season.
I'm not kidding. We have so many friends who, one, are getting married, and two, are also having babies. It's wild.
I mean, I need-
Every day, there's a new pregnancy. I'm going to be honest. I will receive judgment for this.
Okay.
I have muted so many people on Instagram who, and you know what? I totally understand if people think that I post too much moose and they want to meet me. I totally understand if that content's not for you. It's not for you.
Do you?
Am I offended if I were to know that? Would I not be your friend anymore? Maybe.
Okay. That's, I feel like we're getting two different
mixed signals.
Yeah.
I've just muted so many people who just post baby stuff. I'm just not their audience.
Right. 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 Totally. And you don't want to unfollow them.
I don't want to unfollow them because I don't want to like not be friends with them. Right. Don't care.
But you wish that you could like unfollow somebody, but like, it's not because I don't want to be your friend in real life, but like you virtually, no good.
No good.
Yeah.
No good.
There needs to be
no good.
There needs to be like a friend list, but you don't want to see their stuff.
I think that's called the Instagram algorithm.
Yeah. Well, true.
Oh my God. Actually, as of today on
Chronological's back, baby.
Chronological is back. I also like that they're doing this favorites thing. Like I actually haven't decided. Like, so I thought that I was going to go chronological.
And,
which,
and I'm sure everyone knows at home. What favorites thing?
So, because I just watched the head of, you know, that Adam Mosseri guy or whatever. He posts like all the updates on Instagram.
Right.
And so he was saying that like you-
the CEO of Instagram, right?
Is it? I don't think CEO. I think he's like the head of, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So you can stay on like not discover, but what's like- Oh, I guess just like the algorithmic version
curated.
Of, yeah, curated content, yeah. But you can favorite like your close friends. So you always see their content because like, sometimes I do like all the random bull terriers that Instagram is showing me. You know what same. I mean? So it's like, maybe I just like favorite like
my- Are we on the same Instagram? I know we're on different TikTok.
Different TikTok for sure. You're on war TikTok.
I'm on war TikTok.
You're on war TikTok. And I'm on like-
By the way-
Baby duckling TikTok.
I've recently, I think as of yesterday, found out that like 12 of the most influential war TikToks that I've seen, and I just like I keep in the back of my head.
Yeah,
they were all fake, all of them.
What do you mean?
I literally.
Did you get bamboozled?
I have been misinformed.
Bamboozled.
Faketh newseth.
Wait, what do you mean? So what happened?
All of the war TikToks that I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Now I have an idea of what's going on there.
Fake,
just fake.
Oh,
and like it wasn't in. Someone was. It was like. You know when like you're listening to somebody on a podcast and obviously like they're off 3 weeks ago talking. And,
yeah, yeah.
And they say a sentence in a row where all things just apply so incredibly deeply to you. You're like, you're almost like, stop screaming at me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, this dude was like, so that this one that was happening, that actually ended up being fake. And then this one, and I was like, and I knew all these, whatever. And I was just like.
That was your highlight reel. Like,
okay.
So yeah, I haven't decided. Like, I think I'm probably gonna go back to chronological order and okay. just like see how it is, feel it out.
Okay.
But again, maybe it'll just be like babies that I don't want to see. Also, like, I'm down to see babies. I just don't want to see your baby 14 times a day.
Right.
And again, I understand if people don't want to see moose 14 times a day. They're not my target audience. See, I get it. They're not my demo.
I get so in my head. I just don't know what to post. So I just don't.
You are exclusively a moose fan page.
Yeah.
You're just a moose fan page.
I used to have the energy and care. I really did.
Uh-huh.
And it was a long time ago.
I actually don't feel like you even posted that frequently back then.
When I was like on TV,
curating your
my
your,
life,
your online identity,
yeah,
your brand.
I was really driving it. But just like I, you know, like when you do enough stuff, like in the real world with your friends, and you just kind of lose track of your phone. Like you have to be in the mindset for it.
I saw the on TikTok, and this applies to our relationship so much.
What TikTok, by the way?
What
TikTok?
Not war TikTok.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, where it's like. Here are the pictures that I take of my boyfriend. And it's like so many like amazing photos. And like, here are the photos that my boyfriend takes of me. And it's like a picture of like me wiping Moose's ass. And like, those are the photos that you have of me on your phone.
I legitimately take all the best photos of you. And I will not have to send
them. When I'm like, when I need like an OOTD or something like that, or a photo of like me and Moose, that's like a little more like stage or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. Oh babe, take a photo of me. I'm talking about candids. Like the candids that I have of you are so, okay, well I do have some like derpy candids.
Yeah.
But like the candids that I take of you are incredible. Like I'm like, oh, he looks great in this moment and is not looking at. Like I capture that. And like, I feel like in the heterosexual relationships that I feel like most of my friends and I are in, the candid photos, the candid photo game that you take of me is
hilarious.
Is weak.
Hilarious. Weak. I would go out on a limb and bet good money that my reel for Not Lore DIY would outperform yours.
Oh, for Not Lore DIY. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But I'm saying like the candid photos of like, just but like the cute moments.
But that's Not Lore DIY.
I know.
See?
It's me wiping See? His ass. That's exactly. The reality behind it. I know.
See?
It really is.
Okay. So did I win this one? This is a ding for me.
Fine.
One.
Ding.
Two. Back to baby season. Why are we the only people that are not married with children?
Because we don't want children yet.
There's two parts to that.
I also don't think that you're ready to get married.
Oh, I'm not ready to get married?
Yeah.
I think you're ready to get married.
I think that I'm more ready than you are.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because I feel like you are in like the, you're in such like a.
This could be great for a title. Keep going.
I just feel like you're so deep in like the hustle of right now that like you don't have, like you don't have time for you.
No, there is no time for Jeremy.
Yeah, that's what
Jeremy is just trying to find time for what everybody, literally I was on a call earlier today and they were like, at the end of the call, it was like 14 people. And at the end, I'm like, I'm not kidding. The last 5 minutes were just like what everybody wanted to schedule with me afterwards. And what's so funny, Kim, and it goes, well, everybody wants a piece of Jeremy. So I'm not going to ask for that, but I do want to catch up with you soon. I go, great.
What's it like to be so popular?
You know, as I've the recently become hot girl at the party. It's nice that I had 30 years where no one did think I was the hot girl at the party.
Okay.
To really balance out my ego.
Right. Okay.
I thought that was DoorDash.
No. Oh, where do you just ordered it? Like 8 minutes ago.
Even better. Nike's showing up. I got some new sneaks.
You got some new sneakies?
I got some Coachella sneaks.
Coachella sneakies?
Coachy sneaks. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I also ordered some Coachella sneakies. Really? Mine are coming from StockX though.
Oh,
fancy! Yeah,
you fancy?
No, I wanted a specific.
Like to be rich?
No, they're actually. So the best part about, especially women's sneakers, is that like the hype around women's sneaker launches is almost non-existent for the most part, unless it's like collab with like Billie Eilish or like Ambush or something like that. And so many really cute sneakers just like go like unnoticed when they get launched and they just end up on StockX. So like the pair of sneakers that I bought was like $100, like very normal, like almost retail price.
StockX.
Yeah.
StockX.
Stock. Uh-oh. Oh no.
No. To me, it's StockX, but you're like StockX.
StockX. StockX. StockX. Stock.
Who taught you how to speak? I just want to know.
You know what? No, when I hear my mom enunciates things sometimes weird too. And when I was growing up, I'd be like, why do you say it like that, mom? And now I am Gail.
Yes.
I am Gail.
I'm dating Gail for sure.
100%.
Yeah, I know that. By the way, love that. That's great.
I am a pretty even mix of my mom and my dad, but totally. I definitely lean towards my mom's side for sure.
I don't know if that's not always true. We've talked about this.
Yeah, it's pretty 50-50.
All right, so I need like three things immediately in the comments. One, is everyone in your friend group also getting married and having children?
Yes.
And who's being the most extreme about it? I do want that story. Two, do you lean more to your mom or your dad and why? And realistically, for Lauren, I would love for people to know that if they've seen this interaction.
We've done two episodes with Mom DIY.
I really wish there was more dad DIY content out there so we could get a good mix. But yeah, it depends on the situation.
It's
situational.
It's situational.
Yeah.
I haven't said situational in a while.
I know, let's bring it back.
Yeah, situational.
That should be on merch.
That's merch for sure.
That is
situational.
Merch.
Yeah, yeah, situational. That'll be the next round.
Isn't there situationships too?
Yeah, situationship.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Millennials at this point, or is Gen Z really driving the cart forward as far as new
100%
words?
100% Gen Z.
Yeah, we're old.
100%.
What's the youngest millennial? Do we know? Like how old is
us?
We're at the very end. You're young. Well, you're what, almost 29 because you're old. So you're 93.
Yeah.
No, I think it goes to like 90.
I think it's like 95. Are you going to check? You'll double check. Okay. Do a fact check for us. Yeah, because I think we're at the very end because someone asked about the Gen Z and I think we're cusp. Not cusp.
Cusp. 96.
Okay, 96.
Yeah, so
okay,
81 to 96.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like we're on like the super, super like lean towards Gen Z. We're at the very end of it.
The Pew Research.
81. No, that's...
The Pew Research Center defines millennials as born from 1981 to 1996, choosing these dates for key political, economic, and social factors, including the September 11th terrorist attacks, the 2003 invasion of Iraq, Great Recession, and internet explosion. No wonder we have-
Wow, trauma.
And this is a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. that's how they define-
generation.
What is crazy, we did grow up, well, maybe it wasn't in Canada, but like all throughout my high school career was like the recession. Like I just grew up thinking like, oh, so America just lost all the money and there's no hope in sight. Why am I in school?
I had no idea about the recession. I was like so unaware of the recession, but I did think that I was going to die on like Y2K.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously, one does.
Obviously.
Right. As I ate my gingerbread house, that was like a thing that we did like with the group of friends that we were always like their families and friends.
Gingerbread houses?
We made gingerbread houses earlier, usually like around Christmas. And then on New Year's Eve, we would eat them.
Disgusting.
And if you're wondering if they were rock hard and probably cracked our teeth every time, the answer is absolutely
yes. Just collecting just holiday dust.
Yes. No. We had Saran over them, so they weren't collecting holiday dust, but they definitely were like not fresh.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. No, I am. You know, it's actually quite ironic that I ended up with Lord DIY when I hated arts and crafts. Hated.
Balance, baby.
Hated. Couldn't stand it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, like when you just have to do things when you're like in elementary school?
Yeah.
Just because like, well, that's what we're doing. Like you have to literally get in a line and walk, you know, in front of them. It's just, okay, now we're going to this class.
Okay, this is how I felt when we had to dissect a frog. I was like, this is the thing we're doing. And I was like, absolutely fuck not. I sat out. I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
But you were able to sit out?
What?
You were able to sit out?
I was able to sit in the corner and politely take adjourned. Notes for my, I found someone who was like down and like excited to be my partner for it. And I was like, you go ahead. I'll be in the corner here. And you let me know.
You didn't like ask the teacher to be excused.
No. Cause that would have affected your grade, I think, which is also very fucked up. I feel like that you couldn't just like be like, hey, I don't want to slice open this frog right here and look at its guts. So I was able to
pre-sliced.
No.
Oh, I would need it to be pre-sliced.
100%. At least. Like even just piercing the skin, like, oh, it makes me nauseous just thinking about that.
If I can't crack open my own, what are the little nuts with the shells? Pistachios? I'm not cracking open frogs.
Oh yeah, there's no chance. There's absolutely no chance. So I sat in the corner and I was like, what color is the spleen? And then I would write it down or whatever the notes needed to be.
Well, that's great. See, I actually would have been a great partner with you because I don't like writing things down. You do.
But you don't want to write things down or slice the frog open. So I'm not entirely sure where the value add is here for you.
Are we the weird ones for not being squeamish by that? Or by being squeamish on that? Like at what point in time?
I would say my class was half and half. Like people were stoked about it. And I was like, okay, serial killer vibes.
This is how you know people's parents are like pushing them in directions they should not go. I remember there was a buddy of mine in college who was pre-med and was like going to go be a doctor, whatever, and got squeamish at needles and blood.
So he's now a construction worker.
Right. Yeah. Well, by the way, should be because there's
so did he end up doing that? What did he end up doing?
I haven't checked in.
Oh my God, we need a Facebook.
But I remember being like, yo, like walk me through how that's going to work. I think like if you're around it enough, you'll like get used to it. I go, but like,
There's just some people, it's just like, either it's just like in your DNA, whether you're down with that or not.
But like once you're in college, you know, you don't have to do anything you don't want anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're an adult.
Right. You get to choose what you want to do.
Just sort of like taxes and, you know, drinking water and sleeping.
And like registering for like a health card. Even then, God, wait, you don't even have a health card.
You don't have, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
There's very few things that one has to do. Certainly not go to pre-med.
Right. Like go get a license, pay your taxes.
Do whatever. Yeah.
Eat your greens.
Well,
or if you're Jeremy, don't eat your greens.
I'm not a greens guy.
Not a greens kind of guy.
Not a greens guy.
Not a greens kind of guy.
It's not that I don't respect them. I understand their importance.
Okay.
I'm just going to hopefully, well, here's the thing. My grandmother lived into her 90s, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever saw this woman eat anything that wasn't out of a can.
Right, canned food.
I'm not kidding.
No, no, no. But their generation is hardier than we are. We're weak.
I don't agree with that. I think we're, did you hear the summary of how we got started?
No, I would say that we are, one, aware of our emotional trauma. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the generation before us, like, they don't do therapy. But we're like, oh yeah, couples therapy, like regular therapy. Like, right. We're like more aware of
okay.
it.
Okay. And that makes us soft.
We're acknowledging our trauma. No, but I feel like it opens us up to be more emotional and aware, conscious, and therefore sometimes more fragile because we're opening ourselves up to that.
So you're telling me because we know more and are more in tune with what our body wants and needs, we're going to need to take care of it better, otherwise we'll die sooner?
Yes.
That is some logic. Got it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, yes. I'm not really sure about that at all. What I am sure about is that
oh my God, you know what? Actually, the perfect example is this, is that all these people that are being recruited for war, like our generation right uh-huh. now, is reading an article, not fake news, not bamboozled from Twitter or TikTok, is that like, because people love video games and are so like sedentary and like do not, like the population that's like doing activities and like going outside, like so many people who enlisted got injured in the first like couple weeks because like their muscles are just so underdeveloped. Because yeah. we're fragile little baby back bitches.
We do. Every time I hear baby back bitch, Remy just.
It's just Remy and I, we're baby back bitches.
That's the yes. voice in the head that gets just pops into my head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I think that there are a lot of folks that are pretty sensitive.
Yeah, 100%. Even like physically, like I don't think that you would last that long. No offense. Like I don't think physically you would last that long.
And this has been Wild Till 9. Thank you. Okay. I think I'd be able to figure it out.
You think?
The large majority of my life, I've been athletic and in shape. We're just
quick. So the majority of the time that we've been together is.
Let me just check my Chick-fil-A order real quick. You know, oh gosh, it's been picked up on the way. Fantastic.
It's so exciting.
I'll bring it back to the first time I uncloaked,
uh-huh.
took my shirt off.
Yeah.
And Lord, I was like, Jeremy from STEM's got some abs. This is great.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and that was the last time.
Where did they go?
I'm comfortable and
Chick-fil-A
happy.
Ate them.
My wallet's bigger than it was then.
Chick-fil-A ate them.
That's thicker.
True. Yeah, yeah.
And so is my stomach.
Right. Okay.
Whatever. You know, I just feel like the pandemic locked people up so close to each other uh-huh. that like a lot of transitions are being made. Kids, weddings, my waistline.
Okay.
All of it. Don't you think so?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We actually were, because we were trying to figure out all these people that are like kind of like halfway through pregnancy now. And we're like, right. okay, we're counting back the months of like, okay, when were they banging? And it kind of brought us back to like, when were they baby making?
Sure.
And it kind of brought us like, okay, fall. And it's like, that's when we were going into so many places. We're going into like another right. round of like lockdown.
Do people, I think, time when they want to have a baby, like what in the year? I know everyone's like, we're trying, but like, you ever think like, oh, I'd love to have a baby this month?
Maybe. I mean, if people start trying at a certain time, maybe they're like, ideally, I'd love to get pregnant right now and we're starting to try now. And that would give me an Aries.
When would we want to have a kid? What month?
So my mom had me in August, obviously. And she said that she was absolutely miserable because when you're pregnant, I guess you're like body temperature. I already have body temperature regulation issues right now.
Right.
And so like, I'm concerned for one, when I get pregnant and two, when I'm PMSing or not PMSing, when you go through a menopause at the end. Cause like, you know how middle-aged women are always like, hot flash.
I live with a single mom. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You experienced it with Donna firsthand as the only victim in the household.
Not to mention, I will remember when it was, you know, -47 outside yes. and like mom's like, oh, this is perfect inside. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Right. And your mom keeps the house cold to begin with.
Freezing.
Oh my God.
Donna hasn't touched the heat in 7 years.
Donna and Jeremy put
a jacket.
At Thanksgiving, we're having a thermostat war.
Oh, I was just, it was I'd severe. Walk by and just
crank that shit up to 74. This woman keeps the house at like 67. 60?
It is a freezer in there.
Oh, she can't move to California.
She could never move to
California. Her electricity bill would be thousands every month.
No, that's the thing though. It's not about, she actually likes it that cold.
Oh.
She has a, just, there are things that Donna will spend money on.
Oh, I see.
And there's
I see,
things
I see.
She won't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heat.
Gail,
yeah.
So heat intolerant will spend whatever it takes to be in air conditioning.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, Yeah, whatever it takes. She's like, she would never buy a car that doesn't have AC.
But then would hop in public transit to get into the Uber X line at LAX.
Yes, absolutely.
That now,
yes.
See, that?
I know.
That to me?
Yeah, everyone's different that way. Yeah. Everyone's different.
What are the things? Oh, I know what you spend money on.
I spend money on convenience is my number one thing. Also convenience and making my mental health issues more comfortable.
Yeah.
So for example, like,
which is expensive,
which is very expensive, but like, I'm such an anxious traveler that like, and I mean, you guys have heard me talk about even just like the panic, like flow of thoughts that happens if I'm not on the aisle seat on an airplane. And so like, even just the comfort of flying business class and knowing that even if I did get stuck on the window seat, there's probably room to scooch around that person if they were fast asleep. Like even thinking about like dumb, like minuscule things like that.
Lauren, be bold. Just be bold.
I can't.
Just be bold.
I can't.
Be bold.
I can't.
Lauren.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't. It's like, I'm 28 and it's not happening anytime soon. And so like, I've just accepted that there are certain times mm-hmm. where I can find the boldness. I really can.
I just think it's so fun. Last night in particular, we were out with two of the guys that actually sell ads for this podcast. Uh-huh. And Lauren's so funny because like, it's not that like you don't start bold, but your introduction and who you are as a person,
yeah.
Two very different things.
Oh my God. Yeah. 100%. Well, I just feel like, especially one, you tee me up for a very awkward interaction because you tee me up in like a weird way of like where I feel like my next word should be listing off all of my top accomplishments, but like, I'm never comfortable doing that. Like, I don't know how to be like, hi, I've been on YouTube for 10 years and I have 2 seasons of a show on HBO. You know what I mean? Like, I just like,
you
don't.
You just did it. By the way, what do you mean? I tee you up in a sense of like, there's so much here and you don't even have to talk about it. Cause like, listen, if you don't know who she is, go look her up later.
It makes me bashful.
You know what? No one does it more and bigger than our boy, Craig. Craig is the ultimate hype man.
Oh my God. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Well,
he's funny with it. Yeah. He's like funny with it.
Oh, and I'm not. Okay. Got it.
No. I just feel bashful.
Perfect.
Yeah, no.
How would you let me introduce you? All right. Ready? Let's role play.
Okay,
ready?
Okay.
Got it. This is, and you're walking up.
I don't know. I really don't know.
So you've got critiques.
I don't know.
But
no answers. I have no answers for you.
That's
I have
wonderful.
No idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderfully
I know that's
productive.
Super helpful.
Thank you.
I have no idea. I don't know what the right answer is because like, I'm just never comfortable being like, hi, here's everything that I've ever accomplished.
I don't ever. Like my intros are as short as possible.
Okay, but also I feel like you are known for doing one thing really well, where it's I'm spread
what
kind of thin. What?
What is that?
Being boyfriend Jeremy.
No, what is it?
Being boyfriend Jeremy. No, but like you have a title. You're like, oh, I'm the senior director of NFT acquisition at crypto.com.
I would never say that.
Right, but like it's like you have that option to give yourself a title to be like, oh, I do NFT acquisition. Even if you said that, it's like a little more humble than being like, I'm the senior director.
Right, but also I have a background in music. Also, I have a background in actually performing.
Right, but like that stuff comes out so easily like in conversation afterwards, but at least you have like a very solid like starter line where it's like, one, the word influencer, douchey as fuck, the word YouTuber, because it's been tainted by a few other not as...
Got it. You're an accountant. I get it.
No, even that, people are going to be like, oh, so OnlyFans, what's like your URL?
That was the...
Yeah, exactly. And so anyways,
we got there.
I don't know what to start with because I don't want to be like, oh, also like, you know, when you come across someone's Instagram profile and they're like, I'm a model, photographer, director, you know what I mean? Like,
and there's usually 7 cities in different countries.
Yes, that and they list off. Yeah. And so like, I don't want to be that person to be like, oh,
I split time between here, Jakarta, and South Africa.
Right. And you're like, what? Okay, fucking douchebag. Yeah. Like, even if you do that, like you don't put that in your, I don't know. So I don't know how to like, I don't know how to present myself in a way that I feel like it's because I would never be like, oh, I'm a TV host because like I only do that once a year, fingers crossed for another year for season 3. But like, I would never present myself like that because like that's not my like main thing.
What is your main thing?
I don't know. I would say YouTuber is like the main thing, right? Because it's like podcast is on YouTube, vlog channel on YouTube. I guess the crypto stuff's not on YouTube, but like main channel, vlog channel, podcast are all on YouTube. So that's like probably the bulk of the content. But saying YouTuber influencer feels unprofessional in like a weird way.
Okay.
And so I'm lost. I have no idea. And you know what? I should figure it out because NFT LA is next week and I'm going to be making a lot of introductions and I need to figure it out.
No, I should make a lot of introductions.
I should.
And you're going to sit there and go, hey.
Yeah.
And I go, like, literally, like, we'll get done with the entire conversation. And like, what's funny is like, if it really does happen to both of us though. Sometimes I'll be having a conversation with somebody and like, they'll get filled in on who you are, what you do later. Or you'll be having a conversation, they'll get filled in on who I am later.
Yeah.
And I think it is a very, It's a funny dynamic.
It's a funny dynamic.
Yeah.
I guess I should workshop that though for next week. You might want to. Yeah.
Like get the mirror out, you know, look straight, just grab it right there in the face and just
grab some glass.
Yeah. I wanted to say it.
Yeah. I feel it.
Grab some mirror. Grab some eye contact from yourself, I guess. Yeah. Are you someone who's afraid of eye contact?
No, not at all. I've never been afraid of eye contact.
Okay.
And I'm deeply uncomfortable when someone is uncomfortable with eye contact.
Sure.
Because I'm so aware of it that when people are talking, looking like diagonal and down.
Yeah.
I have trouble connecting with that person.
I wish that people would just realize that if you just looked up, actually, it's a completely different perspective.
And this is how I learned to do it, is that if you stare at the person right in between their eyebrows or right in between their eyes, you look like you're making complete, direct, 100% eye contact.
I just would love to see the inner monologue of you and just staring between eyebrows, just looking there and just don't look stupid.
When I'm zoning out or like just completely disassociating from the conversation, but I like need to look like I'm still there, I literally just look at the spot between their eyeballs or between their brows, and my brain's just not there. But I know that if my eyes are there, it looks like I'm completely
there.
There's
a lot going on in that head of yours.
I told you it's very stressful up here.
It's big brain, lots of folds.
Big brain, lots of folds, very stressful up here.
Marble. Whatever.
That's so mean. Also, I just want everyone to make sure that you caught that. And Jeremy's insinuating that my brain is smooth like a marble because
size as well. That's part of it.
Oh, it's part of that too. Yeah. Just a small brain that's completely smooth with no folds because folds are where you store your brain juice.
Our audiences are all geniuses. They know this.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't mansplain to our audience, okay?
Okay. I just want to make sure that everyone understood the severity of your insult.
Speaking of mansplaining, holy shit, dudes, shut up. I have been on probably a half dozen panels or speaking and blah, blah, blah the last week.
I didn't know
so,
where this was going.
And I'm not kidding. It does, without fail, every single time. I don't care if there's three people, seven people, nine. There's one dude who's got half a brain of information. Maybe,
oh, yeah, yeah. But loves to hear themselves.
Shut up. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I'll just start. Literally, I almost fucked up. I was, just so everybody knows, on Zoom, you can message people directly. Even if there's 100 people, you can message people directly.
Did you almost send it to the group?
I almost sent, I mean, it was 200 or 300 people. I'm not kidding. And I almost sent, I don't even know why the fuck they even asked us here if this dude is going to talk the whole time. To the entire fucking, I didn't. But I typed the whole thing out and I was a pinky away.
Yeah, pinky away.
Yeah, no, it would have been hilarious.
Do I hit the enter button? I don't think I hit the enter button with my pinky.
What else would you hit it with?
I think I hit it with my third finger.
What?
Like when we're on, you're talking about on the computer, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I think I would type and then hit it with my da-da-da-da-da-ba. I don't think I would hit it with my pinky. Your hands are so much bigger than mine. I bet my pinky doesn't even reach.
You're middle fingering the enter button?
Yeah. Also, my manager, who is so wildly successful, types with two fingers. He's got the chicken peckers.
Scott?
Scott, yeah, types with two fingers. His two
Scott,
index.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, maybe speaking?
You would not believe how fast this man can type with two fingers. It is incredible.
Well, that's also the thing. I feel like, because we grew up with, you know, like
Mavis Beacon,
AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
Everyone just typing away. But like, if you didn't have someone to teach you, I'm sure you would just get really good at this.
But my mom, she took computer classes when she was in university and she would be of the generation way before us. And she types home row as well too.
Home row.
Home row.
You're a nerd.
Okay, Mavis Beacon student.
You used Mavis Beacon.
Yeah, 100%. But you just called me a nerd.
I wouldn't have called it home row.
What?
I wouldn't have called it home row.
It is home row.
No, by the way, I know. Listen, as the son of a stenographer, you're not going to tell me what is and isn't home row.
Okay, nerd.
Nerd. My. Did I tell you? Or did I tell everyone? No, I didn't tell everyone. I recently had to get a transcript for a file, which is what court reporters do.
Right.
And I had to do this in my own professional career, and I didn't know how to do it, so I called my mom for help. And she walked me through it.
I'm sure she was so excited about that.
And then when I called her, I said, Mom, I need some professional help. But she goes, let me sit down. What is wrong? And I was like, how do I buy a transcript? And she's like, oh, well, I'll walk you through it. It was great.
Did you like the way that she walked you through it?
It was, yeah.
That's great.
There's
because some people don't know how to hit
describe what they do.
Yeah.
Well, also
I need you to pause right there. I have the margarita poops. I'll be right back, everyone.
My Chick-fil-A is here.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, I hope. Oh, didn't want anything from Chick-fil-A, huh? Oh, I hope. When the rest of this podcast is just you having like just fry throat.
I got the fry throat. I just want everyone to know this was a great hack food last night and is now the cause of the margarita poops. But I, so we were sitting in new seats. Oh, now who's going to have fry throat?
Two things. One, when I said, do you want anything from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
And you said, no.
I want the girlfriend starter pack.
You suck.
Could I actually have half a strip?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes! So, but here's my, so we were sitting in new seats last night. Normally, crypto.com, the arena has, oh, you did not just drop fucking rant on our carpet right now in the podcast room. Are you kidding me?
If there wasn't three fucking cameras, I would have totally gotten away with it too.
Like the hugest blob just went flying. I don't know why you're handing me that rant. I don't want that, you nasty. So normally we normally sit in the same seats when we go to the crypto arena to watch whatever. Normally sit in the same seats and like, you know, we've got our thing down to a routine now of like, you know, where you get a drink, what you get, da da da. The bartenders, the servers are all the same and stuff like that. And it's very, very nice. There's a little routine. Last night we sat in different seats on like a different floor as well too. And I'm not kidding. It was like a 20-minute adventure for me to get a drink. I was also by myself. I was just wandering around.
And what's
lost.
Funny is somebody else went right after you. 3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. I also gave him directions. I was like, two floors down, walk all the way this way.
Didn't do any of that. Literally just went to the Hyde Lounge two doors down to the left of us and came back.
That's where he got those drinks?
Yes.
Oh my God. I texted you. I was like, you know where the bar is on this floor? And you didn't respond.
I'm talking to people.
I'm going in.
I have my phone on do not even notify me 90% of the time.
Ugh, I know, it's so offensive. So anyway, it took me 20 minutes to get down to the bar and I was like, oh, this is such a journey because there was like beer and White Claw at our seats and I was like, not quite for me. So anyway, so the margaritas are surprisingly good for a sports venue. And
it's not just a sports venue.
It's an entertainment venue as well.
It's the number
one
entertainment hub in the world. Okay, so let's just like back off it.
In the world?
It is literally the busiest. It is the busiest really? Venue. Yes.
Over Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
Huh.
Clippers. Kings, Lakers,
yeah.
Sparks,
yeah.
All the entertainment that goes into it.
You're right. So the margaritas are pretty good. And so I was like, there's a 2-drink minute or maximum that they can give one person. And so I was like, are you able to give me 2 regular margaritas, but in 1 giant glass? And I was like, not a double, 2 regular single shot margaritas, 1 big cup. And he was like, I can make you 2 and give you a big cup. And I was like, that's perfect.
And when Lauren,
I came back with like basically like a big gulp slushy cup.
No, she came back with a frat cup is what she did. I'm not kidding. She walked
in. Salted my rim though on the big one though, which is so nice. I gave him a fat tip.
He salted your rim?
He salted my rim.
Oh, we'll have to go speak to this man.
Yeah.
I genuinely like when you walked back in, because Lauren loves nothing more than to like order a like, we'll be somewhere. Okay, I would liken it to this. When you're at a nice steakhouse and you go, can I get some A1 with that? You're like, here? Really?
I would
Why?
Never do that.
Of course you wouldn't. But you know what you do? We're at a sports venue. You go, can I get a glass of Prosecco? And I'm like, yo,
to do that.
Does not understand the assignment. Like, I mean, what do you do? Like, learn nothing.
I don't
more.
Like beer, and I don't like white. I don't mind.
And
white
like
cloth.
Every single time, the guy goes, like, there's champagne on the menu, and he goes, do we have champagne? And like, they go to the back storeroom, and like, hey, how old's this fucking bottle? I don't know. I guess this is what we use though.
I drink it.
Lauren, every time she drinks about three sips, goes, it's okay. Or delicious. And I'm like, you're gross.
I got nothing in my throat. I've got water.
You got to figure it out.
I know.
I think you have throat issues.
I do have throat issues.
So Lauren.
So I saw this TikTok.
Go ahead.
Talk. I got to.
No. Yeah. Let me handle this part actually. No, I am. Yeah, I'll continue. The every time Lauren puts anything new to her mouth, whether it's water, something salty, sweet, whatever. It just looks like it pains her to
it's
swallow.
It's a struggle. Yeah.
Like I've never met anyone that like genuinely has such a difficult time like keeping themselves alive with food.
Yeah, I know, for real. So I saw the TikTok, and basically they were saying that like it was like just what did she say? She was like realizing that it's not normal that you feel like you have a ball of food stuck in your throat every time you're chewing, and I was like, is that not normal? And I start spiraling. So I'm going through the comments and everyone's like, yeah, what the fuck, bitch? And but like, it was like half that and maybe not half. It was like majority of that. And some people were like, oh my God, yeah. And I've literally grown up always screaming, gobble ball! When I feel like I've been eating too fast.
By grown up, you mean last week and every week before it?
Right, yes. Grown up until now, like it's not stopped. It's like,
no, it certainly
yeah,
hasn't.
No, it hasn't stopped.
You find the things in life that are supposed to be the easiest, I think are very difficult for
and
you.
So like, I didn't realize that when people eat food, it just like goes down.
If anyone wonders what Lauren's like in the bedroom.
I feel like I always get food stuck in my throat. You know what actually grosses me out more than anything in the entire, not in the entire world, but like one of like probably
I reserve the right to have something else actually gross me out more, but.
But probably top five is when someone has a mouthful of food and then they put water in their mouth or a drink at the same time. And it just like, oh my God, does that bother you at all?
That does not bother me.
Really?
I mean.
A mouthful of food with water and swallowing it all at the same time.
Yeah, like generally speaking, I think anyone who's just like just shoving a lot of things in their mouth in general is gross, but yeah.
Really? Something about mixing food and a liquid in a mouth all the same time?
What do they
time?
Need to swallow? What do they have too much food in their mouth and they need a little bit of help?
That just feels gross to like throw some liquid in there? Oh, I don't know what it is.
I can't wait
until
we're 73 and I'll have a fistful of Chick-fil-A fries put in my mouth and I go throw some water in there and you go, that's it.
I gotta go. That's it. I'm sorry.
This shit anymore.
I can't do it. Yeah. I have to literally look away when someone does that. I don't know what it is about it.
Does it give you the ick?
It gives you the ick.
I really am glad that we caught up today on this podcast because none of the things we wanted to talk about have been talked about.
I was gonna say, we haven't talked about anything.
My ex is pregnant.
I don't quite know what I'm allowed to say here. So
you were the one that alerted to me this.
It was on my For You page on TikTok.
Yeah. If anyone's wondering, I'm not the father. Just
could have been you, babe.
Yeah, listen, that would have been
could
fun.
Could have
been a fun
you.
Episode of Maury, but that's so funny. Do you have any exes that have kids?
No, I've got one ex that's engaged.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
That's it.
I think a lot of my friends or exes have kids, I'm pretty sure.
One of your exes proposed to her boyfriend.
Yes.
My mom went on this big rant about how
she was on a mission
trying to bring down the patriarchy. Oh my God.
Yeah. Single-handedly.
Yeah. 100%.
What was it about again?
It was I was like 10 a.m. I was like, oh my God, mom. I was like,
this is a lot.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Someone listened to a podcast recently. Somebody. Oh my God.
Tendy.
You are not allowed to eat around this podcast anymore.
Can I have a sip of your milkshake?
Yes. And Hannah, at some point in time, please have punched out so that they can see the spread that I've provided. Milkshake's not going to help. That's going to make it worse.
You don't think?
Dairy is literally, it coats your throat. Singers can't even drink dairy before they're about
to perform. Oh my God, this is so good.
I know.
I never drink milkshakes, obviously because my stomach could never handle it.
Would you like me to order you some Chick-fil-A? Because that order went out an hour ago. Mm-mm.
That's the most, with already having the margarita poops, there's no way I can have more than one sip. One last sip. Okay, here you go.
I hope that I hope you're shitting all day. I hope you have a terrible day. Stop drinking my milkshake.
There's something about being bloated and pooping all day that is kind of satisfying.
Okay, back to what I was saying. Speaking of being bloated and pooping, my ex is pregnant.
As we choked out our Chick-fil-A.
Can you imagine having a baby on purpose?
Literally. TikTok. Actually, this is like more popular. It's even spread to Instagram.
Yeah.
But people being like, oh my God, yeah, like I saw that girl and like she's pregnant now. Like, wow, good luck with your teen pregnancy. Like, that's still my mindset.
You've brought that up so many times.
Still my mindset where I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
You have not been a teenager for 10 years.
So many years. Many, many years.
Yeah.
Literally 10. You're exactly spot on. Literally 10 years.
Yeah.
And
I did the math.
Yeah, good job, babe. Great mathing. The math do be mathing.
There she is. There's another one that doesn't die.
And
you're a roller coaster of about like you think I'm like old and decrepit and say the same things and look at my box. You've got about 19 isms that just continue to repeat themselves.
Yeah. Someone tweeted me the other day saying that they will never look at the word sagu ever the same again. And I tweeted back and I was like, I am 100% with you.
Can we get some? Okay, two things. One. Can we get some merch ideas below? Things you'd like to see?
Okay, Sagu is so, like, that's so niche, though.
Yes, fine. Then we do limited run.
So we're going to do, like, just a trucker hat that says Sagu on the front of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little made, stitched to order.
Do you want to go S-E-G-O-O, or do we want to spell it, like,
I'm going to have to see a couple different creative ideas. I'm not sure.
Okay,
and then on top of that, we should probably call Fandra Chris and figure out when we're going to do something next.
Yeah, we probably should.
Probably should.
Yeah.
Oh, let's
know if you want a summer merch. I guess I don't know what to do for summer merch because I'm just like such a hoodie and sweatpants kind of bitch that like when summer rolls around, I'm like,
let's do short shorts. Thighs out, skies out. Skies out, thighs out. Skies out, with the, and then the thighs would come out.
Suns out, buns out.
Ooh, that's fun. I'm so glad that like, can you remember back in the day when girls used to get like just slut shamed for wearing fucking Lululemon?
That still happens.
It's a joke. Like
I was gonna say, like as a female, that is still very much happening.
But it was worse 10 years ago.
I was having this conversation with someone.
You couldn't wear it to work.
Oh yeah, yoga pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was actually a point in time where we weren't allowed to wear yoga. No. We always allowed to wear yoga pants too. I think there was controversy at one point that some high schools were not letting people wear yoga pants to school.
I had uniforms, so yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, like, it's so crazy that like the shape of a leg with like a black legging over it is going to just like make prepubescent
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not dudes that's enforcing that rule. That's the crotchety old 65-year-old female principal who's like, not in my school.
I didn't even think about that.
No, guys are going, fantastic. Love it. I remember when the yoga pant really appeared and came on the scene.
Yeah.
I legitimately, it was a very wise conversation I had with me and my other prepubescent 18-year-old friends going, this is a gift, boys.
Yeah.
This is a gift.
You're welcome.
Let's hope that this fad stays. And it has.
And it has.
Yeah.
It really has.
They're trying to bring back mom jeans and all sorts of other things.
Mom jeans are bad.
Terrible.
No. People are trying to bring low rise. And I want to be clear. There's a very distinct style here. Because it's not low rise jeans. I know people like enjoy low rise jeans because those are just like normal and you wear like a regular shirt with them. People are trying to bring back low rise jeans with crop tops. And I need to be very clear that is, oh my God, Mia and I worked because I had this like one little moment where I was like, should I get my belly button repierced? Like, I just like don't like my belly button. And so I was thinking about it because I was like, it probably wouldn't be that painful. It's scar tissue. So maybe, I don't know. Anyways, Mia also got her belly button pierced for like 2 seconds. I had mine in for about 10 years, but she got hers pierced and then had a crisis, took it out because she said she didn't like it and then wanted it back in and then couldn't get it the hole. So anyway, I was like, should we go get our belly button pierced? And then we both decided like, no, that's a terrible idea, especially since like we both like to like work out because everything is high rise. And so like your belly button piercing would not heal like properly or it'd be very painful. Like wearing high-waisted jeans, like I right now, I've just like got high-waisted like workout shorts on. Very painful process. And I was like, how the fuck did I get this to heal when I was 16? And I was like, oh my God, it's because freaking low rise jeans were popular. Like that's literally what it was, is that I would never have a pair of denim rubbing against my belly button because those were not popular.
Fuck. Yeah, that sounds miserable.
Very painful. And so anyway, people are trying to bring back, you know what it is? It's like the stick thin model girls that feel comfortable wearing that.
Right.
But I feel like you should wear whatever kind of jeans make you happy. And I've concluded that I cannot get my belly button re-pierced because I like high-waisted jeans.
You know?
And that's that.
We all have a reason for why we do things, and that is a reason.
And that is the reason.
The math.
Do be mathing.
Thank you. Did you never really answer my question, though? What month are we trying to try and have a baby?
If we were to have a baby, would we want to have a baby?
Moose was born in April. Yeah. Okay, I'd like to advocate for not within a month of Christmas.
Oh, I fully agree. I feel like people who have Christmas birthdays get absolutely.
It'd be cheaper for us. We should do that. That's great.
No, no, because I feel like those kids always grow up sad that their birthdays and stuff get like smushed in with Christmas gifts.
Well, who do we meet the other day that has an April or a April Fool's birthday?
Oh, my cousin Matt. My entire family on one side of my family is born exclusively in April or December. And I am the only family member who's not in April, December.
Okay.
It's very odd.
Well, I'd like to advocate for not even January has been great. It's been good to me. Okay. But January 22nd.
January, I feel like is like kind of like a, like okay. I feel like you're deep enough in January, the end of the month.
I'm
like
just deep enough.
Just like the cusp of like.
Yes. Aquarius people, and on.
Aquarius and on. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Are like people are down to, you know, they've done their 3 weeks of like new year, new me.
Right.
And they're ready to like go out again.
Right.
And like do some kind of fun celebration.
New year, new me. Yeah. Yeah,
but it's
probably.
Like if you had like a January 2nd birthday, people, one, are still hungover from New Year's Eve and they're still bloated from Christmas and no one feels like doing anything but sitting on the couch.
You know what the thing is though? Because if you had a January 2nd birthday, right?
Uh-huh.
Everyone, you would just do your birthday party kind of thing or like you'd celebrate like when you're out on the first or whatever.
Mm.
And then your entire life you would be hungover on your birthday.
Yeah.
Thinking about how
so
sad your life is. You're like,
yes. I feel like a June birthday would be fun. Because like that's when people are starting to get hyped up around summer.
Pause. Why June birthday is dumb is because when you're a kid, you're not with your friends in June. A lot of times it's summer. You don't see them.
I guess.
Birthdays are only cool until you're like 12 and then like shut up about it, right? So like, we have to give the 12-year-old like the best birthday.
But then you
friends.
Can only have weekend birthdays. I guess you only have weekend birthdays
but like
anyway.
You could do it, have it during the week and then it could be on the weekend. But like, I legitimately think.
I think a birthday between the months of April to, I'm going back and forth between August and September are like the end of fun. And maybe because I grew up in a cold climate where like the cold starts like really punching you in the face by like end of September.
Okay.
And like October for sure. October, November, December out for sure. 100%. Because like sometimes they're like already cold and miserable. But then like if we're in LA, August is hot as shit. So like maybe you don't want to be an August birthday.
Well, so you guys do this thing in Canada where it's January and on.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah, let's talk about this. This is so crazy.
That was my segue right there. So in where I went to school, and maybe this isn't all of America, but this is where I went to school.
Please let us know. Like we go back and forth on this. All day, every day.
The cut, and a lot of it's around
sports. I just want you to know that I still have Tendi stuck in my throat.
By the way, we can all hear it. God. But in America, like, you choose, well, you don't choose. I mean, there's some of a level of choice, right? But like the idea is that, you know, July, August, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when school's about to start.
Yeah.
Your age then, however you're told, how old you are then, right?
Dictates
what class and grade you're in. So like the people that are born in May and June, actually, a lot of times are the youngest.
Right.
And the people that are born like right in August, right, are the oldest of that class.
That is so fucking weird.
Why is that weird?
Because we just like, it's like if you're born in 1993, you were in this grade. If you were born in 1992, you were in this grade.
So Canada goes off January and on.
Yeah.
Which like, I do see that as well. I do.
I mean, like I either way, you're going to have people who are the oldest and the youngest of the class.
I just don't want our kid to be the youngest.
Okay, so no December birthdays. That's what I said. Nothing between September and December.
We're not going to Canada.
Oh,
so
fuck.
No.
My brain.
So you would have been the oldest.
In
August 11th, you would have been the oldest. You would have had your life.
But school starts in September.
No, school starts in August.
School starts in August in the States?
August.
Why would they do that to you? That's still summer break.
Well, I went to private school too, though. I feel like we went longer.
Oh my God.
August, yeah. And not to mention like two days before
football,
2 weeks before that. Like a lot of times, like the end of July, you're already like starting to go and like—
Why would they ruin your summer like that?
Listen, let's take that up with Luther Academy at Alpine and Rockford Lutheran Academy.
Oh my God.
And Rockford Lutheran High School. But yes.
I feel like we ended school like the first week of June, had most of June off, July off, August off, and then you go back like first week of September.
I mean, we go towards the end of August, but like I think probably like August 20th, right? You're back.
So if I was born August 11th, I would I'd be in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because a lot of times, I think it's like July, right? It was really the cutoff.
Yeah.
But then like there's the discrepancy, like the parents can choose, right? If they want to like call them back. But I think it's like July was like the idea of like, okay, anyone that's like on the other side and like would be turning then closest to when school starts.
Oh, that's so confusing.
Yeah, I see both ways. I do.
Huh.
But I think it would be great if our kid was born in, like September birthday would be great.
No, because then school is starting right then and there. And like if a kid's starting a new school or a new grade, like you haven't made your friends yet.
Or October.
No, I literally said no September to December.
But spring, then they'd be the youngest.
Doesn't mean they can't be the smartest.
No. I wouldn't want to be, you know how much of a bit, I grew like—
June feels really good to me.
No.
Something's pulling me to June.
Didn't you just say you didn't want to like have a kid when it's really hot out?
Yeah, but June's not crazy. July and August are a no. For 100%. Also, I don't want to share my birthday.
All right, fine. June, July, fine.
What about May, June?
Let's do July.
July, yeah, but that's a Cancer.
What?
Nothing against the Cancers, but
what fucking sign would you like our child, our unborn child, to be? Can I get a top three?
Okay, so I mean,
I already know right now we're gonna have a Taurus.
If we have another Taurus in this family, we literally cannot handle one more Taurus. My mom is a Taurus. My papa was a Taurus. My mom's dad was actually born on the same day as Bubby's. Bubby's is the most, he's a bull terrier who is a bull horoscope sign. Like, you literally can't get more stubborn than that.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot get more stubborn than that.
I guess, and I know so little about it, and I would love to keep it.
Here's the thing,
that
is
way.
That like, for horoscopes, I only know the signs of people that I really like of a sign and the people that I really don't like.
Yeah.
So like Sagittarius, I guess I've never had a friend or a boyfriend that's been a Sagittarius, because like, that's one of those ones that I know nothing about.
I hope we have a Sagittarius.
Maybe they're great.
Maybe
they're great.
Maybe their astrological sign has nothing to do with who they are.
It's like
maybe.
Gemini. I only think of GEZ in his song being like crazy fucking Gemini, because that's like the two-sided situation.
Right.
But I'm sure we know some very nice Geminis, I'm sure.
Yeah. You didn't answer the question, but.
What was the question again?
What sign you would like our child to be?
I feel good about Leos.
You're a Leo born. You're Leo.
And I love all Leos. I have something in my eyeball, but it's not a chicken tendy, which is good.
Yo, a lot of problems.
I know.
Today.
Everything's happening.
Okay, got it. So we'll circle back when we're the ones that are pregnant.
Right.
Everyone will hear about it, because we got to figure out what we're going to do with our lives.
We posted a picture where we had to like get dressed up this weekend, and everyone thought it was an engagement
I was
photo.
Holding your stomach. That's why.
Yeah. It did look like it looks like an engagement or a pregnancy announcement.
Could be both.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah, but as we talked
imagine
about.
Imagine if we were pregnant the same weekend that your ex-fiance announced a pregnancy. That would be fucking wild. We'd be like, yo, damn, why are you trying to copy?
Yeah, listen, I was going to say there's time, but there's no more time.
No, so. You can. Maybe we'll catch them on the next baby.
Right. We get to the next baby. Oh my God, so weird.
I know. I think realistically, for Mom DIY who's watching and begging for a grandchild, actually, I think I told you this.
You've got to say it.
Yeah, it was like when I sent my mom the pregnancy announcement of Jeremy's ex, she was like, her mom is so lucky. Her mom is so lucky because she gets to be a grandma now. And I was like, damn, mom. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, that's how much thing, you want to know what changes about your life? When you're in high school, if you come home and say, this person's pregnant.
Yeah.
That is your
there's
peer.
There's concern.
Like, there's immediate concern.
Immediate
and now
concern.
It's like, I wish you would figure that out.
Yeah.
Like, what the? There's a 5 to 10 year arc here.
Also, bringing down the patriarchy, my mom, she very much just believes in like, we should have a baby now and we can worry about marriage later. She doesn't think that it has to be in that like natural order of like that classic like tradition,
right,
where she is very much in favor of just have a baby now for me.
Right. Which, by the way, is probably the biggest compliment your mom could ever give us.
Is that she wants an offspring of us?
No, that she trusts us to, oh, don't worry about marriage. Just, you're going to be together anyway.
Well, I think she knows too that like we financially are ready for that.
But I like nice things.
But I want to buy myself Saint Laurent boots.
But every once in a while, I just go and just buy the things that I want.
On Instagram, so Kylie Jenner just announced like her new, or not announced, just had her child, had a boy.
And announced a new name, right?
Canceled the old name, didn't announce a new name.
Oh.
Yeah, they were just like, our baby doesn't look like Wolf anymore. It's not Wolf.
Oh.
So anyways, she posted a photo of just like what the nursery looks like. And there's three designer stuffies.
Stupid question. Is Wolf a boy?
Yeah, Wolf's a boy.
Got it.
Wolf's a boy. Yeah. And so it was a
Wolf
picture.
Wolf is a girl. That's a name.
Could go either way. Wolfie? That's so cute.
Wolfie.
Wolfie is so
Wolfie.
Cute.
Wolfie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Well, actually, maybe it is Wolfie. It was W-O-L-F-E.
If a girl walked into the room and just go, what's up, guys? Name's Wolf. Be like, yo, she fucks.
Or she'd be like, she's going to beat my ass.
It was like, she got stories. She's got stories. By the way, you know what? I'm actually taking it back. I think I love Wolf.
Wolf is great.
I think I love Wolf.
He's a badass name.
I'm going to call Kylie right now. I think she should really reconsider this.
Right.
But if it's for a boy.
Is it for a boy, though? Is it kind of douchey when it's a boy?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But then again, you're...
Then also, you're a child of a Jenner. So.
Wolf Jenner?
Yeah, Wolf Jenner. That's actually pretty sick.
That's
a flex.
Sick name.
It's a sick name. So anyways, she posted a photo
Wolf Lewis. This is pretty good.
Wolf Lewis?
You just looked at my last name like it was trash on the street. You go, I could see in her eyes how she was visualizing it. You know, and like it's as if like we just looked at
roadkill. You know what it was? No. Lewis just feels like a very like classic name.
Lewis and Clark, yeah.
like our new friend's name is what is it? Rod
Needham.
It's not Rodri.
Rodri
Lewis.
I go, is it usually an H there? He goes, it's Welsh. I go, got it. Right.
And he's like, full name, Rodri.
Rodri.
It's like, oh. Got it. So it's like, Wolf feels like too like hype beasty and like modern, I guess, for Lewis. Cause Lewis just feels like classic.
Right.
The vibes don't be vibing.
Right.
The vibe don't be vibing, babe.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we've really actually ever figured out a name that we like.
Yeah, no, we still haven't landed on something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, Kylie Jenner posted a photo of the nursery and there's three plushies, like three different like little teddy bears or whatever. One of them was $20,000. A Louis Vuitton teddy bear, $20,000. $20,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love plushies and I technically could afford that. It would not be a smart decision financially at all whatsoever. And like, I guess you just have to be like so dumb rich you don't even know what to spend your money on to buy a $20,000 teddy bear.
Or the Renault family probably is really pleased and make sure that they have all the Louis Vuitton available for them. Oh,
you're so right. I bet that showed up in a gift. You're so right. Yeah. You're so right.
Like, what's a bigger flex than Louis Vuitton or like one of the brand managers going, I'm going to send you a thing that is $20,000 that idiots will talk about in a podcast later and make it aspirational. Mm-hmm. And then somebody who probably shouldn't buy that thing does buy that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we have enough fucking plushies in this house.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you don't.
I don't understand. You know what though? For someone who talks a lot of shit about Squishmallows, I have many photos of you napping and all of our like very large manly friends who love Squishmallows. Craig bought a Squishmallow. It lives at our house, but that is his Squishmallow.
You found a lot. Listen, I'm always generally surprised and taken aback at your ability to find ways to sneak like more mallows into this house. Like, oh, no, it's for Craig. We're just going to hold it here until he's back.
I'm not kidding. I was at Target and I sent a picture to Craig because he loves Squishmallows. Right. And I was like, oh my God, I was like, they have an axolotl here. And I took a picture of it on the shelf. He was like, I'll Venmo you, get it. And I was like, okay. I was like, I mean, say less. Yes,
but you know how I surround people with my friends? If you want to like sum it up, who's he really close to? What are they like? They're down.
Yeah, Craig's down.
They're down. But
Craig's down and now we have a new Squishmallow.
All of my friends would have just been, oh yeah, for sure. Like, you should, listen, touche, great work on you. You got another Squishmallow in here.
Smush-squallow
in here. You know, like old people just like just can't pronounce things and don't try anymore. Like smush-squallow. Like, I can't wait till I get to that point in my life.
Mom called Twitter Tweeter for the longest
time. Yeah, that's what
and
I call it.
Lululemon was just one lemon.
Well, you know what? It's like Dave Portnoy is a perfect example of that. The way that he just pronounces some last names, I'm like, I know you know it's
oh my God,
that.
I was listening to their podcast this morning and Dirty Dom has been in the news for like some more fucked up shit.
Oh God.
And so anyway, so Dave Portnoy is pronouncing it.
He's not even in a room anymore.
I know. But he wasn't in a room. He was he was in a scandal.
Yeah.
But he is Dirty Dom. Dirty. And I was like, that actually sounds like more
Dirty.
Like Dirty.
Yes.
Dirty
that sounds
Dom.
like a Dear John spinoff.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so Josh Richards and Brianna, who are like young Gen Zs, are like,
oh God.
And they just let him go. They just
but
let
you
him
have
say
to
it.
At a certain point.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah. Like, it's so funny.
Eventually we get the point with like old people, you're just like that. Oh, that's how they are. They just, yeah.
Well, it's like him mixing up Charlie Jordan and James Charles in like a James Charles in a blonde wig. Literally thought that James Charles was Charlie Jordan. Happened twice.
I can't
two
wait.
Two different times it happened.
So my brain starts to decay and just that everything's kind of
oh my God. Josh and Brianna's reaction was so fucking funny. They're like, we got him again. I can't believe it. I can't believe he did it again. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's in 2 or 3 years?
I mean, James Charles in like, it's not quite drag, but like James Charles in a blonde wig and like a dress in full, like full beat is stunning. Looks like Dua Lipa, honestly.
Yeah.
Looks like Dua Lipa.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got for today.
Okay. Well, so I still have chicken tendy in
throat. No. You have no more chicken tendy at all. All of this is mine.
No. It's in my throat.
Oh, got it.
That's what I'm saying. It's stuck in my throat.
Great. Yeah. And we do want to apologize for the audio in the second half when Lauren sounds like she's actively.
I'm not even kidding. When I was chewing that chicken tendy, I was like leaning away from the microphone because no one wants like unsolicited ASMR of chewing. No one signs up for that.
Lastly, and I will end on this. I had a fat edible. Maybe I accidentally too, whatever. I was particularly high a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And I was on TikTok and someone was doing a visual like example of that had ASMR in it. Uh-huh. And I'm not kidding, stoned to the absolute bone in my mind. I look at this thing and I go, I get ASMR. this is so nice.
There's this one girl who does like energy cleanses.
Queen Herbie does it.
Oh, does she?
On Instagram, if you go, she'll-
I actually have a queen, I saved thing. A Queen Herbie thing
she'll
to show
thing
you.
She'll do this thing where she goes, stop scrolling. Yeah. And like, okay. And she got this little wand. She goes, I just real quick want to cleanse you. And I'm like-
Yes. Me. The energy cleansing TikToks, I love them.
Everyone go to Queen Herbie's Instagram. It is
There's one girl so who does it, and she's like, good. And it's like very cute. And like,
she's not as much on the ASMR thing.
This girl is like an ASMR, like energy. Oh, I hate that. Okay, we have to go.
My whole point was gross, but also I get it.
Oh yeah, no, I 100% get it.
It was so soothing.
Yeah.
Now the eating, you know, something
that's
crunchy.
That's not for me. Nope.
No matter. So tune in next week for a full ASMR podcast.
Eating Chick-fil-A.
We're not going to do that. Thanks for kicking with us. Happy April. March? April? March? I don't know. Kentucky lost first round, so March doesn't matter anyway.
March.
Bye, guys.
March.